开，欢迎来到为你读诗。我是 Tanya 蔡健雅。上半年就这样呼啸而过，我们的身心承载了太多的故事，有时候真的很疲倦，可目标又在远方向你挥手，我们不能闭上眼睛，只好扭一下太阳的开关，调低它的亮度。今晚，我将用中英双语与你分享一首诺贝尔文学奖获得者 Lewis 格利克的作品《降临山谷》。我曾发现，向上攀登的那些年，多么艰难，充满焦虑。我并不怀疑自己的能力，相反，当我向它靠近，我害怕未来。我察觉到它的景象，我看到一种人类生活的景象，这一面总是向上，向前进入光明，另一面向下掉入不确定的迷雾，所有的热切都被知识削弱。如今我发现情况并非如此，那顶峰的光明，那光明曾经是从理论上说是攀登的目标，结果却抽象得令人痛苦。我的头脑在它的上升中完全沉浸于细节，从没有察觉到形状。我的眼睛不安地盯着立足之处。如今我的生活多么甜美，在向山谷的下降之中，山谷本身并没有迷雾笼罩，而是丰饶宁静。所以我第一次发现自己能看前面，能看着这世界，甚至能向它靠近。Descent to the valley. I found the years of the climb upward difficult.Filled with anxiety. I didn't doubt my capacities. Rather, as I moved toward it, I feared the future, the shape of which I perceived. I saw the shape of a human life. On the one side, always upward and forward into the light. On the other side, downward.Into the mists of uncertainty, all eagerness undermined by knowledge. I have found it otherwise, the light of the pinnacle, the light that was, theoretically, the goal of the climb, proves to have been poignantly abstract. My mind, in its ascent, was entirely given over to detail.Never perception of form. My eyes nervously attending to footing. How sweet my life now in its descent to the valley. The valley itself, not miscovered, but fertile and tranquil. So that for the first time I find myself able to look ahead, able to look at the world.Even to move toward it.